We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer is here. And we, of course, oh, my God. You'll never know how much it means to me that you're along for the ride. We got Packers-Niners coming up on Saturday night, part of the divisional round weekend. Eight football teams left. Hopefully they are all good after last weekend's. I mean, there was football, and we love football, but really tested our patience. We'll go through some of these games coming up, but in a classic radio trick, I will save Packers 49ers for last to keep you on the hook. Nick Kostos, you better, you bet, joining us on the Grantman West Bank Hotline. Nick, always a pleasure. We've talked about when they expand anything, you're always like, hey, it's more sports to bet on, so it's good for you, and it's, you know, it's good for the job, but as a, like, an entertainment standpoint, this weekend was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't great. The Monday game, it felt like a Thursday night football game. Not a good Thursday night football game. Like, obviously the game wasn't competitive, which didn't help. I thought the presentation of it just made it feel like it wasn't special. Like, it didn't feel special to me. That being said, I would like there to be playoff games every day of the week. They could have every single game qualify. More games, more things to bet on, more things to talk about. So yes, like, you're right. Like, yes, the game, it was quality wise was not great. Betting wise, I got my ass handed to me, which is never fun. It happens. What can you do? We just move on. But yeah, give me more games always. And that will always be my stance.
I've never had a weekend where I was like, in theory, on paper, it was like, what a great weekend. But then in practice, it was so awful. That Buccaneers Eagles game, I was just beside myself. It was so frustrating watching how terrible they were. And then the Buccaneers keep trying to be like tough guy of the year. Their linemen keep getting hurt and they keep coming back in the game.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, then that might cost them now. So I don't understand any of it. All right, let's go through the divisional round since we've got what should be four good games. And as I mentioned, Packers last because we're trying to bait you to listen to the whole thing. But why wouldn't you? It's Bart and Nick. The fireworks are already exploding. The first game. Cincinnati and Tennessee. Tennessee's interesting because I still say that every time that you like Tennessee, you should go against them. And any time that you think they suck, you should pick them. But it just does not feel like Tennessee is going to go to the Super Bowl for me. So I don't know if the Bengals are the team to trip them up or not.
Well, I don't know if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but I can tell you this. Even if they win this weekend, they will 1,000,000%, depending on injuries, of course, be a home underdog in the AFC Championship game. And they'll be underdogs pretty much no matter who they play the rest of the way. So this is probably going to be, if Tennessee makes it that far, the only game that they're going to be favored in the entire postseason. Like Buffalo or Kansas City, unless like Mahomes or Allen aren't playing in the game, are going to be favored on the road in Tennessee in the AFC Championship game. So the numbers look to have settled here at 3.5. So I'm looking at Bet Rivers right now, and Tennessee is a 3.5 point favorite. Total here is 47. I think the total is a smidge low. I lean towards the over here. I made it 47.5, so it's not like I have like a great edge here. Also, like, these numbers are ridiculously tight in the playoffs. So this is more to just to point out how, like, I come on your show during the regular season and I'm like, well, I make the game 8.5 and it's 6. Like, that will never happen in the playoffs. Like, it just doesn't happen. So I think, like, you know, these numbers are really good. Like, my numbers are basically right on with what the playoff numbers are, probably for everybody. So there aren't a lot of edges here. The edge in this game came, and it will never come back, in my opinion, people can disagree. And look, like I thought my process was good last weekend, but I lost a bunch of bets, so I could obviously be wrong. This number opened Tennessee minus 2.5. I felt like that was incorrect. I feel like the number needs to be at least 3. Now, just like a quick like background on how these numbers get made in the playoffs, if this is a regular season game with Cincinnati and Tennessee in Tennessee, the number is probably like Tennessee minus 1. Like, there is not a big difference between these two teams. Maybe Tennessee is like slightly better. Maybe Tennessee minus 1.5. Now, we get to 3.5 because Tennessee's healthy, because Derrick Henry's back, and because they're coming off the bye, and because teams in the playoffs get more for home field. And also, Cincinnati played last week, and Larry Ogunjobi, their defensive lineman, defensive tackle, done for the year, and we'll see about Trey Hendrickson and Mike Daniels, two other members of their defensive line. So that's how I think we get to this number. So I think the number is explainable. 2.5 to me was completely wrong, on the wrong side of 3. So I bet Tennessee right when the game opened. Now it's 3.5. 2.5 is never coming back. So I think the decision that people have to make now is, like, almost like, do you want to bet Cincinnati or not? Because I wouldn't bet Tennessee at this current number here. If Cincinnati gets a favorable injury report, like if Hendricks is going to play, Mike Daniels is going to play, my decision with Tennessee 2.5 is, do I want to try and middle 3? Meaning, do I want Tennessee minus 2.5, Cincy plus 3.5, and hope it lands Tennessee minus 3, they win by 3, and I win both my bets? I'm not sure about that just yet. I think it's really difficult right now. I will say, Tennessee on the money line right now is minus 180. I actually think they're a little more likelier than that to actually win the game. So I don't hate Tennessee as part of like a money line parlay. Maybe even with the Packers, depending on this Niners injury report. I'm sure we'll get into that game coming up because that's an interesting market as well. So yeah, Tennessee Cincy at this current number is probably Cincy or nothing, probably nothing. I've got a good number. It helps no one. You got to listen to You Better You Bet on Mondays. Sorry.
No, that's fine. You Better You Bet. Hey, that's why you're on. Everybody listen. Afternoons. Odyssey app. Come on. Nick's not just doing this for the good of his heart. We got to listen to his show. Watch his show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we told people last week, literally, like we said last Thursday, if Tennessee plays Cincy and the number opens below 3, bet Tennessee. Because that's going to disappear, and it disappeared. Like, it's gone. So, I mean, I hate this kind of because, like, I want to give picks out for all these games and feel really firm about it, but I also don't want to give out like bad information. Like, I don't think there's a great bet to be made right now in that game. I also kind of don't think there's a great bet to be made right now in the Packers-Niners game for different reasons, and I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Well, we're talking about it last.
Great.
To keep people through, right?
Sounds good.
Okay. The other AFC game, Chiefs-Bills, and you're going to, you know, hear a lot of people call this the AFC Championship game, which, hey, guess what? It is.
This probably one, the Super Bowl, honestly. Like, unless, and I know that people agree. How about this? Let me frame it like this: the winner of this game will not be an underdog again. The rest, like the Bills, will be favored in the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, even if they play Green Bay.
Oh.
The Chiefs will be favored in the AFC. That is like not up for debate, unless like someone gets hurt. Like, the Bills and the Chiefs will both be favored against the Packers. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be big favorites, less than 3, but like, they will be, like, the Packers will be underdogs against either of these two teams in the Super Bowl, unless someone gets hurt.
Well, so who wins this game, or what at least do you like with the number? Because I think this game is going to be fascinating. It's in that late window on Sunday. People are starved for, like, a good back-and-forth game that we did not get this last weekend. I just hope it delivers on that front.
I flip a coin. I think it's really, really hard. I lean towards Buffalo. Getting the points, getting 2. Basically, it's pretty much like you're betting Buffalo to win the game almost. Like, I'd rather almost bet Buffalo on the money line plus 115. I think it is like a coin flip game. I think there is a really intelligent case to be made for either side. I think there's an intelligent case to be made for the game going over the total and the game going under the total. Right now, with Buffalo being where they are, plus 2 here, I actually would maybe look for like a way to tease Buffalo. Like, tease Buffalo up to 8. And then the question becomes, like, what do you pair Buffalo with? Is it Green Bay money line and trying to get ahead of, like, maybe Garoppolo not playing on the game? I think probably not teasing Green Bay down. Like, honestly, maybe it's teasing San Francisco up. Because even if you like Green Bay in the game, if everyone on San Francisco is going to play, like if Garoppolo plays and Warner plays and Bosa plays, I know it's not like the best mathematical play, but teasing the Niners up to 12, I actually think might be the best option. Like, if we get like bad injury news on the Buccaneers offensive lineman, maybe the Rams up makes some sense. I may put like a small play, personal play on Buffalo. Just like I want the Bills to win. I think it's a more fun story than the Chiefs winning again. So I may bet Buffalo, like I can put a small personal bet on it, but like, I just want to be clear. Like, I think I'm flipping a coin. Like, I don't think that's like a sharp bet. Like, I think Tennessee 2.5 is a really good bet. I don't know that Buffalo is a really good bet, or Kansas City for that matter. So I lean towards Buffalo. If people want action in the game, I would bet the Bills. But like, I do not think this is like a really sharp bet. I think the number is honestly perfect. Like, think about this. They played in the AFC Championship game last year. The Chiefs closed 3, 2.5. They played on Sunday Night Football, I think in week 5 this year. The Chiefs closed 2.5 at home. Like, what was the number ever going to be? Like, of course, Kansas City favored by less than 3, number in the mid-50s. This was always going to be the number. So I think it's really close. I would lean towards Buffalo, but I think it's really hard.
I don't even know if you've thought about this yet. I think that you might have. But how, like, if they, in the AFC Championship game, Buffalo or Kansas City, how big of a favorite are they over Cincinnati or Tennessee where you would start to look at the underdog?
I haven't thought about like what it would be Cincinnati. So let's like, we can almost like workshop this out. So Kansas City played Cincinnati in Cincinnati in week 17, right? Cincinnati won that game 34-31. The Chiefs closed 3.5 point favorites in that game. Let's give Cincinnati a point for home field. So on a neutral, Kansas City 4.5 against Cincinnati. So now Kansas City's home in a playoff game. So let's give them 2 points for home field. Takes it up to 6. I think probably Kansas City in the 6.5 to 7 range. And I guess like Buffalo would probably be the same, honestly. Like maybe Buffalo 6, 6.5, Kansas City 6.5, 7. The question would be like, should it be 7? I think it would be hover right around that number. So I think the Bills or the Chiefs would be 7 against the Bengals. In Tennessee, over 3, probably not much over 3 though. Maybe like Bills 3.5, maybe like Chiefs -4, 4.5. In that dead zone, I would say in between like 3.5 and 5.5, Bills or Chiefs favorite on the road in Tennessee next weekend.
I'm getting sick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as we talk to Nick Costos, you better, or just of Tom Brady in general, because I think the Bucs can be got this weekend. They've lost a bunch of their receiving weapons. The offensive line is banged up. I don't think they're as good as they were a year ago, but then the Tom Brady thing, like even though he just throws 2-yard passes that all his receivers take for 35 yards, it is Tom Brady. The Rams.
Oh, man, you're going to hate on Brady. Man.
I am.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the more that he wins, the worse I think he is. The more he gets exposed.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for this game, you know, I want to take the Rams, but it's just at the end of the day, even if it's not equal, the Brady factor is so large for me that I like talk myself into Brady all the time.
I think the number should be, if Tampa's fully healthy, I think Tampa should be like a 4, 4.5 point favorite in the game. So Bruce Arians, Bucs head coach, comes out yesterday. And I just for full disclosure, I bet the opener Tampa -2.5. Like I grabbed that the other day at Bet Rivers when it opened. Now with the number sitting at 3, it's towards the Rams. It's probably like -2.75. Like it's hovering in between 2.5 and 3. I grabbed the 2.5. It's close to that right now. So it's not like I got a huge like difference with my bet. Bruce Arians saying yesterday that Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen are going to come down to the wire and that they're not going to know anything like even close to definitive until Friday. So it's Wednesday morning. So I don't anticipate a lot of market movement in this game over the next 48 hours. Like I think that any move we see with the point spread here is going to be entirely determined by the injury report with Tampa, with those two offensive linemen. And we saw when Wirfs came out of the game last week, and then, like you mentioned, like comes back in, which was insane. Like, why would you do that? He wasn't healthy. And then the backup right tackle just gets absolutely trucked in the game. So, like, this is going to be problematic going up against Donald and Von Miller and Floyd and company here for the Rams. So, yeah, I think that right now, I think this number is okay. But if we get word later in the week that the Bucs offensive linemen are playing, I think the number is a little short. And I think Tampa should be like 4.5. So I think 3 would actually be a valuable bet at that point. So right now, like if people out there want to bet this game, I just want to be clear. Like you could be right and you could win. But like I think you're guessing right now as to like what's going to happen. Like no one knows what's going to happen with these offensive linemen yet unless you've got inside information, which I don't have at the moment at least. I can try to get some. We'll see if I can get it here. I think this will be entirely determined by the injury report coming up on Friday into Saturday. So again, just to reiterate, if the offensive linemen play, the number's 3. I like Tampa. If they don't, I think the decision is like, do you want to bet the Rams at like a number that's not great? So I think it's a difficult game, much like they all are on divisional weekends.
I think of all the people in sports media, I have the least access to inside information. I just, I've got.
Well, I'll text you some stuff. I got some good stuff. I'll text you some stuff if you'd like.
Oh yeah, I just give me like one nugget that I can like know, because I got nothing.
Well, how about this? I mean, this will go into the Packers Niners game. So I worked for NFL Radio for a decade at Sirius XM. So like I actually know people in the league. Like I don't know anyone in any other sport. So like I can never be like, oh, like I talked to someone with the Golden State Warriors. I don't know anybody. But the NFL, I actually know people. I texted a couple people yesterday on Garoppolo, and I got one person saying, quote, he's definitely playing, and another person said, quote, he's having trouble throwing the football. So, like, I'm still waiting for something definitive on Jimmy G. I don't have it just yet. But if and when I do, I will let you know so you can get a bet down.
You mentioned Golden State. My brother works for them in PR, and he goes out of his way to not give me anything.
Yeah, that's bogus. You gotta. The blood is thicker than paychecks, I think. Right.
But then if I randomly start spewing like, hey guys, I think that Draymond Green's gonna start tonight and then leave after 10 seconds. It's
well, I mean,
very
you can't
traceable.
Say it on air, but I mean, but he could give that to you and you could bet it and just not say anything to anybody.
Oh, he won't even do that. He won't even do that.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
And then people are always like, hey Bart, You got a hookup or tickets to the Bucks games? I'm like, dude, I don't think they like me. I don't think any of these teams like me. They're not giving me tickets.
Well, why wouldn't the Bucks like you? You were like the big supporter.
Yeah, I was in the finals, and then they raised ticket prices. I was hard on them for that, and then they cut Boogie Cousins, and I was pissed.
Wow, so you're upset with them for running a business, Matt. That's strong, man.
I call their owners cheap all the time.
Okay. Well, I mean, they did win a title, so.
Well, then one of their kids is running for Senate, and I always clown on him, so it's like...
Was that Cole?
No, Lazary.
Oh, yeah, I guess my Wisconsin owner's messed up.
Yeah, Herb Cole, former owner.
Okay, there you go.
Lazary's the new ones. All right, Packers, Niners, I'll tell you, I am as confident as I was in the Bucks last summer. I'm very confident in the Packers at least going to the Super Bowl. I'm not giving any disrespect to our opponents in San Francisco, but I think it is interesting that I feel like I don't even know how to explain it. There's this like, they're the only wild card team left. People like want to take the Niners. They're like, oh, they're so hot. Are they? I mean, they barely got in the playoffs. And then the Cowboys game, Cowboys did everything wrong for them to win. I think the Packers win this one pretty comfortably.
I don't know if they win it comfortably, but like I do think they're going to win. So I do think the Packers are going to win. Discussion on a point spread. Let me ask you: like, is it bad radio that I just come on and I'm like, I don't really have like for? I just like these. I don't want to give like bad bets, like stuff I don't believe in. So like I, you know, just
let me tell you
like,
about
bad
radio.
Bad.
Yesterday, because of the T-Rex behind the rock. Remember on the Manning cast, the T-Rex head.
I did not watch the Manning cast. I wanted to watch the game.
Yeah, the second half I watched it because it was boring. But do you remember, you saw the story, though, with the T-Rex?
Yeah, I did.
So around 8:30 yesterday, I went with it and I did 30 minutes talking dinosaurs.
I like that. That's not bad radio.
I took calls
radio.
On dinosaurs.
Who talked about dinosaurs?
I talked about favorite dinosaurs.
T-Rex definitely has to be the favorite dinosaur.
Yeah, his arms are too small, though. That always weirded me out.
Yeah, but all of them, but it didn't matter. He didn't need arms back in the day. He was the king. Like, what are you going to say, the brontosaurus? Like the pterodactyl? Pterodactyl is kind of cool because it can fly. But
that was what I said for my favorite dino.
Yeah, the pterodactyl is kind of cool. Triceratops is okay. But I mean, again, these are all plant eaters, right? So, like, I don't know, like the carnivores, I think, are much cooler. The Allosaurus is kind of like a dark horse candidate, like the smaller T-Rex, the Allosaur.
Oh, sure. I, of course, know that one. My love of
dinosaurs. Yeah, Allosaur. The Allosaur was always kind of cool, like the mini T-Rex. And then, like, I don't think raptors came into play until Jurassic Park. Like, literally, I had never heard of a raptor before. And then Jurassic Park happened, and then the Toronto team named their team the Raptors anyway. On the Packers Niners.
The 90s were great because nobody knew what to name their team, and the Mighty Ducks are like, let's just be a movie. And then the Toronto's like, Jurassic Park's popular. Let's be the Raptors.
But to be fair, like Raptors infinitely cooler. And Mighty Ducks are so lame that they dropped Mighty and now they're just the Ducks, which is like ridiculous. Like a duck would die if it had to live in Arctic temperatures. Like it can't sustain.
The Ducks.
That whole thing's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Niners-Packers. I do think the Packers are going to win the game. But, like, in terms of betting, there's a lot that's up in the air right now. So, like, at this moment right now, I don't think the game is worth betting. I think that you saw yesterday the number got bet up from 5.5 to 6 based on all the Steiner injury information. I think that's people taking small bites early in the week out of like maybe Garoppolo's not 100%. So it gets bet up to 5.5 from 5.5 to 6. The big rumor right now, and this is not inside information, the Niners addressed this yesterday and Garoppolo talked about it to the media. He's got a shoulder sprain now in addition to like he's like the knight from Monty Python right now with all his injuries. And like they refuse to play Trey Lance, so it's like Garoppolo will literally play like with one leg next weekend if he has to, coming up in Lambeau Field on Saturday night. So Garoppolo's now dealing with a new injury. Nick Bosa's still in concussion protocol, their best pass rusher. Fred Warner practiced yesterday in a limited fashion. These are three like incredibly important players to the 49ers. Obviously Garoppolo, the quarterback, being the most key. So I think this is like a more shall be revealed situation. Like, when does Bosa clear protocol? Does Warner keep practicing? Do we get practices in with Jimmy Garoppolo and like get word that he's going to start in this game? If everyone is going to play for the 49ers, I think I would bet them at +6, not 5.5 for people that are like, what's the difference between the two without getting in the weeds? Games rarely land on 5, but like 6 has become a number that games land on a lot more often with the extra point being moved back. Like think about it, like teams missing extra points, 6 becomes a number that that gets landed on more often. So if you're looking to bet the under, it's the same thing with the Raiders and Bengals last week. You would rather bet +6 than +5.5. So like I would need 6 to bet the Niners. Now, if Garoppolo plays and Bosa and Warner are both out, and I can get a 7 with San Francisco and Garoppolo's the quarterback, that's in consideration for me. I would only bet the Packers against the spread if the number went down to like 4. So like let's say like Niners announced in one fell swoop, Garoppolo definitely in, full practice Friday, Nick Bosa cleared, full practice, Fred Warner, full practice, number goes down to 4, I bet the Packers. Never going to happen, but I'm just saying that's the only way I would bet the Packers here, to cover the spread. Like, to win the game, they can certainly do. They're -250 on the money line. They're a big favorite to win. So, but as far as betting them with the point spread, like, it's really San Francisco or nothing for me with the point spread. And then I just have to consider, like, when do I want to bet it? What number do I want to bet it at? But again, just to be clear to the audience that I'm talking to, I do think the Packers are going to win and host the NFC Championship game.
Well, they better.
Don't know if they're going to cover.
Yeah, I'm excited the game's on Saturday, but if they lose, then it's like, why even watch Sunday? I'd be so depressed.
I understand. I get it. I mean, my team's never in the playoffs now, so, like, I don't know if I really get it, but. And the times when we used to be in the playoffs, I certainly understand.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet. You can find him on the Odyssey app, of course. Thanks to our friends at BetRivers.net. Nick, always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. How about?
Bart, really appreciate it, man. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winnie Bets, the absolute very best of luck. And how about this on Saturday night? Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
Wow. I like hearing that from you.
That jingle might be better than the Odyssey jingle.
You know what is a really good one? When I go to these games on the road, fans of the opposing team will say, dun, 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 and they'll go back home.
That's so unbelievably lame.
No, I think I thought that was clever that they'd do that to me.
Dun, 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 dun. It's really tremendous. It's good.
You know what I can't stand is when I go to these road games and they'll be like, oh, you love cheese? So what I always do is wherever I go on a road game, So I go and I make sure I buy a nacho cheese thing. So I always have it with me. And then I go, yeah, you're damn right I love cheese. And so I'll pop the top and I'll just drink the nacho cheese.
I love that. It'd be like if like Wisconsin loved pizza and you go to get, oh, well, you like pizza. It's like, duh. Yeah.
Like, you like cheese. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Obviously. Cheese is great. I love cheese.
Jeez. All right, Nick. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, later.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet. Odyssey app later this afternoon joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started. GreatMidwestBank.com today. It is not just the spreads and the outright winners that they look at. They look at the props. They look at everything possible. And you can get in on the action with giving props. It is a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, 10 props are posted. All you got to do is create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered to win a random grand prize is a word. Grandom is a word. It's for fandom of grandmothers. Random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. BetQL.com/props. I'm a little off today. My technical skills have been a little off. I feel my brain sharp as ever, but the words are getting a little jumbled. You know, if I'm normally like a 45% three-point shooter, I'm like 37, 38 today. Just the rims are a little tighter for me today.
You're just a little off.
But I'm still shooting the same way I always shoot. It's the rims are a little tighter.
You're still hitting some shots here and there, but you're clanging a few off the back rim.
Clank here, clank there, just a little.
I don't think you've airballed one yet.
No, I will. Stick around, I will.
Yeah, we still got an hour and a half.
We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up. A massive achievement for Giannis that we need to talk about coming up today. Badgers going to win last night. That's probably the most I'll mention that. All that and more, but not the Badgers thing, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The journey is important. Sure, the destination is obvious. But the road to get there? That's what makes this game special. It's the opportunity to show everyone, including yourself, just how far we've come. All the work, the dedication, the hardships and triumphs. We've proven that to get where we want to go, you don't have to go far at all.
Please, okay, one, two, three.
On this year's journey, we've welcomed back old friends, broken records, crowned unsung heroes, and delivered when the moment needed it.
It is good! It is good!
All that, this incredible journey, has led us to the second season, the playoffs. Here in Green Bay, this is when the stakes go up and the temperature drops. And that chill in the air, it stays with you, just as the memories do here in Tarrytown.
Lofts it down the middle. Lizard's got it! And he's gone! He is gone! Touchdown!
We are proud of what this franchise has accomplished. But this team is not done. The wait is over. This year's journey is ready for its storybook ending. It's time to make some new memories. It's time for the playoffs.
The Packers with a dagger!
Ooh! Whoa! Barty needs a cold shower. OMG. Aaron Rodgers. Done it again. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are live inside the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Packers putting out a hype video. No need to do it. They don't need to do it. Nobody's going to watch this game more. Nobody's going to talk about this game more. We're in. But that's what a good marketing department does. You just keep pushing it, build that brand loyalty, run through a wall for my Green Bay Packers. Hell yeah. Packers have the 49ers, of course, on Saturday night. I feel good about the game. I think there's a lot of reason to feel good about the game. I love the tweet from Ryan Horvath. I
referenced earlier. He said, nothing but positive energy for me. Green Bay is winning the Super Bowl. Rodgers is going to win the Super Bowl MVP. Horvath says, I've done way too many nice things for others, and I'm way too good of a person to be denied this one simple joy this year. Absolutely. We earned this. We deserve it. This is like Bucks fans. We earned that. Brewers, hey, we have earned one too. We should get one. Packers, we've earned it. All these years of this nonsense. These playoff losses. The back and forth. Oh, I'm going to retire. Oh, I don't know if I want to go back. Watching the Kentucky Derby just to get a glimpse of this guy. Well, I don't know, what was that all for? For a Super Bowl. Otherwise, I hate to be honest with you. This year was a tremendous waste of time. Let's pray it was not. John is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. Johnny! What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
I really appreciate the little bit of musical interlude there.
I appreciate the Packers making it, because then I can play something for 2 minutes and just, like, keep checking my email and stuff.
I got to tell you, though, as much as I love Rodgers and his quarterbacking skills, I don't know about his locker room pep talk skills. I hope he's a little better in the huddle, because that little hype video with him, it just sounds like he's reading it. It just doesn't – I mean, I know it – he's just too laid back.
No, he's like zen about it. He says, all right, guys, it is time now. He's not a wild stallion like me who's going –
yeah, because, when me and the guys are in the garage and the bourbon's flowing, man, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, one time I took a guy down. I took him right over the couch. Just whack. I'm not kidding. It was during a Dallas game a couple years ago. We sealed the win. Maybe it was the Dallas playoff game. I'm lucky I didn't, like, trash the entire buffet.
You're so pumped. You tackled your buddy?
Yeah. It was just out of nowhere. I mean, nothing like that had ever occurred, you know, in all the games we had watched. I don't know what got a hold of me, but I was just so pumped.
You know what we used to do in college? We used to watch every game outside. So we would take the couch and put it in the parking lot and take a TV out there, even if it was 10 degrees. We would watch every game outside. And then for touchdowns, we'd do Lambo leaps where someone would charge at three guys sitting on a couch. And the goal was always to tip the couch over.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
I give a kissing touchdown to my wife. I mean, things are a lot different.
That kind of reminds me of something, Bart. My first Packer game at Lambeau, not at County Stadium, because that was my first Packer game when I was a kid. It was the Monday night game, and I think it might have been against the 49ers. It was the year we went to the Super Bowl. I remember Robert Brooks got hurt. It was a Monday night game, and we pop out of the car, and I had never been to Lambeau, and it's nighttime, and we're walking through the neighborhoods because I went with somebody who kind of knew how to get around and stuff. So we were parked in the neighborhood there, and people had their, you know, their living room set out in the front yard and passing beers to people walking by. And I was just like, maybe that was where it all started for me, for real. I mean, I was just the ambience, just the atmosphere, and, you know, and then the Packers ended up winning the game. And I remember Reggie White running around the field with his helmet in his hand, just running around. I think he might have even been high-fiving or just running around the first row of fans after the game. I mean, nobody left the stadium for like half an hour. The place was just blowing up. And then later on, you know, that was 96, and the Super Bowl was in January. But, yeah, you know, like I said, I think Rodgers is just a little too California cool. With, you know, it's a nice thought that they're trying to pump up everybody, but I don't know that you really need to. We all know what's at stake here.
So you're not liking the pump up video?
I didn't see the video. I'm just hearing the audio.
Yeah, it's got highlights as you would expect. He says old friends, and then there's Randall Cobb. And
So this is what they're going to play at the stadium.
They'll probably play it at the stadium, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, you have to go with Rodgers there, but he's just a little too California cool. And in some ways, that's good, because when the bullets are flying, you know, you want your leader to be chill and be able to slow the thing down, and that's part of probably what makes him so good. And that's what needs to happen Saturday night. And we need to start rewriting our recent playoff history. And I believe that's what's going to happen.
Oh, Saturday night is going to be great. It's all right for fighting. If you and the boys are in the garage with a little bourbon, I would wear some shoulder pads, because you're going to be getting crazy.
Oh, no, you're going to feel it when I hit you, baby.
Oh,
there's going to be no pads.
I love it. Johnny, get hype, buddy.
You too, buddy. I'm out.
John in Franklin, 414-799-1250.
I get where John was coming from, that Rodgers and the hype video is a little bit subdued, but I think that's the point of it, right? I like how Rodgers, sometimes those hype videos when the guy is just very subdued and kind of just talking you through it, and then they put the hype music behind it and building suspense and they play the highlights. I think those are some of the best. I saw that yesterday and I was so hyped, and then I realized it was Tuesday. I got way too long to go to get that hyped.
I think about how he was a bad host of Jeopardy and no one wants to talk about it.
I don't think he was that bad.
His voice is too low-key. I get what John's saying there.
I get where he's coming from. I don't disagree with John. I'm just saying, in those kind of videos sometimes, I like it when the guy's just kind of reading it a little bit. Low tones, nothing too excited. Let the suspense build by all the highlights and everything else in it. Maybe you have to see the video to get hype, not just hear it.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was a good show, and then the ending was so bad. I keep trying to look up tweets about Packers and news, and all anyone's tweeting about is How I Met Your Father, which is on Hulu. I ain't watching it. The ending of Mother was so bad, I ain't watching this.
I'm not watching that either, so.
As much as I...
better.
And would walk across coals for Hillary Duff. I ain't doing it. Tony is in Texas. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tony!
All right. Coming at you. Hey, I'm with
coming
Toby.
At you on a Wednesday.
I'm coming at you with this. Toby is absolutely right. Rodgers did a nice job on that hype video. And actually, kind of reminds me of the Hard Knocks. You know, just kind of in the background. Was it Leib Schreiber, the actor? Just really low-key. I like that. I like that. He did a good job. So I'm going to start with a positive, Bart, go to a couple of negatives, and then a positive again, because that's the way I like to do business. So I like where your head's at. I really do.
About Rodgers and Jeopardy or about How I Met Your Father?
No, just in general, the way you started the show the first couple hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been
talking about G-Force. Yeah, man, I love it. I love it. I don't know if you had a couple of cups of coffee, but your mind is in the right place. You're very positive. You're looking at all the good things. I don't care about the 49ers of 2013 or 12 or whatever year it was. Who cares? It's old news.
40-winers.
Yeah, exactly. So I like where your head is at. All right, I'm going to go to a couple of negatives here.
Ooh.
We got to retire Eddie, man. Send him back to the coffee shop with the rest of the beatniks. That's
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm done. He's a one-hit wonder, Barty. One-hit wonder.
Whoa, Eddie J. Lemberger?
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice gentleman, a good dude, but...
The new song, World of Green and Gold?
It's just the same. I mean, I'm not a musician. My green and
gold, more than a century of victories. We're dynamic like magic. We live this. Come on, Tony.
Lambo, he's not doing it for me. Marty, G-Force does it for me. Give me the G-Force.
Wow.
And then let's go to Nick Costos. You bring this guy in, this slick talker from New York.
Yeah, I love Nick.
I like him too, but I think he's starting to lose a little credibility with, and I know you're going to debate him on this, but you didn't go there. The Packers would be an underdog in the Super Bowl to the Bills or the Chiefs. Are you kidding me? The NFC is a lot tougher. We swept the NFC West. And if you go in there and knock out Brady and the Buccaneers and the 49ers convincingly, we're going to be an underdog in the Super Bowl. Why didn't you debate him on that?
You know, I thought about that for a second, and then I quickly realized that I did not care. Because if the Packers are an underdog in the Super Bowl, who cares? It's just like being pissed off about power rankings in week 6. So they're an underdog in the Super Bowl. Who cares? I'd rather be an underdog.
I, you know what? Actually, you'd rather be an underdog. You're right about that.
Yeah, we always want to be like 30-point favorites.
I just think Costos comes into our little Milwaukee show here, your show. Mr. New Yorker, got the better Italian food, got the better Euros, got the better bread, and it's my way or the highway. I'm Nick Costos, and I just think you should have pushed back a little bit.
Absolutely he doesn't. I think you could say the same about you, swashbuckling Texan, flying into our show. Being like, hee-haw, I hate Eddie J. Lamberger.
Hey, I was born at St. Joseph Hospital in Milwaukee. I'm from Milwaukee.
You should remember those roots next time you rip on the Polka King.
Hey, take a poll, man. Take a poll. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, or maybe not surprised, that I think Eddie's the Bucks lust, that was his high point. That's his one shining moment.
Oh, I mean, hey, don't talk about one shining moment. This guy had I Love My Green Bay Packers back in the 90s. You remember that one, right?
I do remember that one. I do remember that one. Dale,
Will, and Scott. This is Eddie J.
And Phil. Regis too. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. Let's end with a positive then. California Dreamin', just bring your vaccination card if you're going to Los Angeles, Bart. I don't think they're going to let you in an In-N-Out Burger if you don't.
Do you need your vax card over there?
I think you do. So if you're going to In-N-Out Burger, you and Toby, I think you need your vax card to get in.
I just read about this lady in, I think, Sweden. She's a singer of a rock band. She didn't want to get vaccinated, but you have to, like, get vaccinated to go places. So she got COVID on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah, then she died.
Yeah, it happens, man. That's why you got to be careful. And I did enjoy the dinosaur talk. Very, very good. I did enjoy
it.
You
know, I did too yesterday. I thought it was a nice little change, but, you know, it's we got a lot of angry calls on it. A lot of people did not like the dino.
No, I'm not one of them. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Spark Eye and all that. It was good, man. So keep it up. Let's go. Go Pack, go. G-Force.
You want some G-Force on the way out?
Yeah, on the way out, let's end it with some G-Force. And, yeah, let's go Pack. Let's do it.
All right, G-Force. Thanks, Tony.
See you later, Bart. Talk to you tomorrow.
12 men on the defense. We take no nonsense. Feel the power from the stands. Every woman, child, and man.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. We're going to hear from Rodgers a little bit later. I do want to talk about this Giannis achievement. We know he's one of the best Bucks of all time. If not the, he was one of the best basketball players of all time. More on that coming up. We take no nonsense.
Feel the power from the stands. Every woman, child, and man.
Still debating how to play the pregame show we're going to have for you on Saturday at 6 p.m. Toby and I will be here right before Packers and Niners. Could have some breakdown. Could have some sound clips from Packers and Niners. Might just do an hour of Packer music, honestly. I'm not sure yet. Got to tap into what the listener would most like. And so we're still working out the details. Saturday, 6 o'clock here on the Fan and the Odyssey app. Steve's in Germantown, 414-799-1250. Steve.
Barty, good goodness, man. You ended that call there with Tony with the G-Force, and it sprang me right up just like a tablet of Blue Chew would for you, man.
Oh, I love Blue Chew here. It's right behind you right now. Boing!
Oh, that's excellent, man. That's good. That's quality. I'm just excited, Barton. I'm just ready for this game to happen. I just want to see the Packers come out. Rodgers throw some dimes. I want to see A.J. Dillon literally get two touchdowns. I want to see him run over Fred Warner. I want to see it happen, Barton. I want to see it.
Ooh, Steve, raising an
octave. I'm ready, man. I've never felt this good about a Packers team. Probably since the Super Bowl run when they beat Atlanta in that second game, the divisional round. Remember that? They went down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they absolutely laid the wood on
Tremont Williams.
Oh my God.
He will go. Touchdown.
Oh, you sound like Joe Jeffator there.
You know what's interesting is I'm trying to think of this week. I don't remember. Like, I barely remember that we played the Rams last year in the divisional round. I barely remember it was the Seahawks 2 years ago. And so I'm like, what are we talking about? Am I going to forget this week? Is this week not going to be a memory to me? Did we break down these games like we did a year ago? Because this is an NFC championship team, I mean, or bust. This division around is just a stepping stone.
Absolutely. At this point, I mean, I cannot picture you were talking to Ryan Wood, I think, a couple days ago, and he mentioned that you guys brought up the stat, or not the stat, but the question, well, if this team played 100 times, you know, Ryan Wood said the Niners could probably win like 30 times. I mean, yeah, maybe. You're relying on Jimmy Garoppolo, for crying out loud. Have we seen this guy play the last couple weeks?
Well, let me tell you this. The Niners and Packers could play 100 times, and the Niners would win. You could even say the Niners would win 99 of the 100 times. But this one time, the Packers are winning. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely. I just can't. The way that they're prepared, I cannot ever remember a situation where a team is basically getting a slew of quote-unquote free agents back, in a sense, right? I mean, you're getting Za'Darius Smith, Jair, Bakhtiari is back to full go. Josh Myers, Billy Turner. That's already five names right there. Okay?
Yeah, Randall Cobb, Whitney Merciless.
Kenny Clark was on the shelf for a couple weeks. Devondre Campbell, the MVS. You know, that's literally 10 guys right there. 10 guys. I can't see this team losing this week especially. We'll worry about next week when that time comes.
Yeah.
It may be the Rams beating Tom Brady. You never know, Bart. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably Tom Brady. I think they asked by the Bucks. You're right.
All right, Steve, stay pumped up.
I'm excited, man. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, crank that G-Force in your car. Just find it right there on the old YouTube there. Just type in youtube.com. You'll find it there. Just because somebody emailed me and it's like, hey, how do I get a copy of G-Force? I don't know. How did I get a copy of it? Figure it out. Patrick's in Muskego. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, I was just listening to your show and I hear all the background music, and I just wanted to bring up the fact that a friend of mine, not me, about I don't know, 10 years ago, recorded a Packers song. It's got it on YouTube, and he uses an old, like a Jay-Z. I don't know if you're familiar with Jay-Z, but old Jay-Z music.
Jay-Z.
Anyways, it's a good song. It mentions Favre, Rodgers, Donald Driver, Clay Matthews, Leroy Butler.
What's it called? Really,
it's called Ball So Hard.
Ball? Does he swear in it?
No, not on the YouTube version. I just listened to it this morning. Everything's cleaned up.
Ball So Hard Packers?
It's just called Ball So Hard, and it's by, he had so many names back in the day. it's just called Ball So Hard, and you, when you look it up, there's a Packer logo, the big G logo.
I actually cannot find it. I'm looking.
Okay, let me see if I can.
Do you have it like on your computer you can play?
You know what? I can. I'm actually out in the garage, but.
Oh. You want to work on this? This is your homework, and then find it for me for tomorrow?
I can do that.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah, I just looked at it this morning, so I don't know why I can't find it either, but.
Or like DM me or something, or send me a link.
I can do that.
Yeah, I just told people it's easy, and now I can't find how YouTube works.
It is easy. But...
All right, get it to me somehow.
All right, you got it.
All right, thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Somewhere out there, his friend made a song. Notebook Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Hey.
Whoa, uncalled for.
A what?
I said uncalled for.
What'd I do?
I thought you just mocked my voice.
No. I can't impersonate you. I can only do Mike McGivern.
Yeah.
Now, a little stat. Since they got rid of Boogie, I know you're a fan, I think they won 1 out of 7.
The Bucks are 3-6 in January, and I do want to talk about Giannis. We'll get to that at some point,
maybe
tomorrow. 3-6 in January, and the bench has played terrible.
And I thought it was pretty funny. I was watching the Four Letter.
HGTV?
What?
Four Letter Network, HGTV?
No.
Did that last guy just ask me if I knew who Jay-Z was?
ESPN.
Oh, ESPN, okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say it on your show.
No, I can. I don't care.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yeah.
And they said, the rumor was the Lakers were going to fire Frank Vogel if they didn't win tonight. So what are they going to do? When they lose tomorrow, fire them? I thought that was pretty funny. And Rodgers, he could be going to San Fran next year because I guess Garoppolo is going to be moving on.
Well, the thing about that is, I don't know if you remember this, they drafted a guy third overall as a quarterback. So
yeah.
So I'll probably play him.
Okay.
Yeah. Trey Lance.
Right lane?
Yeah, what's the right lane?
I got Tampa winning the Super Bowl over KC. The only one in Wisconsin. I need more money for my car. And quick question. All that talent Dallas had in Arizona, it had to come down to coaching, eh?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry for asking a sports question, but do you agree?
I said all year that the Cowboys have been playing well in spite of their coach, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the Packers, we're going to kick a field goal here.
I'm a highly successful NFL head coach.
All right, I got to let you go.
Are you going to let me go?
Well, unless you want me to give you a score of the Super Bowl.
Well, I'd love to talk more about your Frank Vogel thoughts, but unfortunately, I've got an interview coming up.
And this Eddie Limburger cheese.
Yeah, funny.
Why is every song just 7 words? He don't mention old players.
Yeah, he did. He mentioned Star Nitschke Rogers.
That I don't know, but I know the Bucks one. You know, and the Bucks song and the Packer one. He don't mention any players.
All right, Mike.
You think you have to get like a copyright?
I gotta go.
All right.
Not for a commercial, but for my own sanity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.